Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to 5 Minutes in Church History, and welcome back to the beach with R.C. Sproul. We are in Volume 2 of the Right Now Counts Forever columns, and these span the years 1987 through 1996. Let's go to one of those from 1987. It's the October column, and it's entitled, What's the Big Idea? He writes, I remember Mama standing in front of me, her hands poised on her hips, her eyes glaring with hot coals of fire, and saying in stentorian tones, just what is the big idea, young man? Well, Dr. Sproul says she wasn't really asking a question. It was a thinly veiled accusation. It sparks him, though, to think about this question, what's the big idea? And specifically, what's the big idea of the Christian life? Dr. Sproul goes on to write, the big idea of the Christian life is Coram Deo. Coram Deo captures the essence of the Christian life. It means to live before God, in the presence of God. He writes, to live in the presence of God is to understand that whatever we are doing, and wherever we are doing it, we are acting under the gaze of God. There is no place so remote that we can escape His penetrating gaze. Before the face of God, that's the big idea of the Christian life. Well, moving on to 1992, he received a letter from a young man in seminary who cried out for help. He was in a liberal seminary. He was surrounded by liberalism, and he was writing to Dr. Sproul for advice. Well, in his response, Dr. Sproul has much sympathy for him because he remembers that he too was surrounded by liberalism in his seminary days, but he encourages him to think of the words of the prophet Jeremiah from chapter 23, verse 28. Let the prophet who has a dream tell his dream. But let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. Then Dr. Sproul adds this commentary, the application of those words to my life was simple. I realized that God was not going to hold me accountable for what other ministers said or did. Rather, He was going to hold my feet to the fire for what I say and do. I had my marching orders, and so do you, writes Dr. Sproul. This one, also from 1992, has a fascinating opening line. Are you ready? A number of years ago, I shared a taxi with Francis Schaeffer in St. Louis. Would you like to hear more? Okay, I'll tell you. He says, during our cab ride, I asked Dr. Schaeffer, what is your greatest concern for the future of America? Without hesitation or interval given to pondering the question, Schaeffer replied simply, statism. And so we have an article on statism. One of these columns is entitled Living East of Eden. And this one is about a classic book, but it's not Steinbeck's of that title. Instead, it's Augustine in his beloved city of God. Dr. Sproul notes, human kingdoms come and go according to the persevering grace of God. The human city is always a monument to human corruption. And what do we learn from Augustine? We learn that we stand like Augustine before all of these changes happening right in front of our eyes. We pray that God will spare our nation. If He chooses not to, we ask for the grace to accept its demise. In either case, we look to Him who is our King and to heaven, which is our home. We await the city of God, the heavenly Jerusalem, whose builder and maker is God. Well, to that end, he has one more column that I'd like to mention. It's called Take Up and Read Christian Classics. And he ends up not only talking about classics, but he also ends up talking about one of his favorite subjects, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Well, you'll have to track down the book and read it for yourself. I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history.